Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 19th. The grains closed mixed with May corn, down 9.25 cents at 804, after making a contract high overnight last night at 819.75. Was not a key reversal, though. We did not close under the previous day's lows. May wheat down 21.5 cents at 1099. We finished 36 cents off of last night's highs. May beans up 1.75 cents at 17.16.5. The beans stayed strong. Not really sure why. The meal was down $1.60. The oil was up 22 ticks. Very surprising the oil would be up 22 ticks with crude oil closing down $5.65 a barrel at $102.56. The crop ratings certainly pushed prices higher overnight. I'm not sure why we sold off, maybe just a little bit of turnaround Tuesday out here. Higher dollar is up 20 ticks at 100.96. We did crack the 101 mark at 101.03, backed off a little bit, but still very high-priced dollar, meaning that the U.S. exports to other nations will be a little bit tougher than they have been. Every day we move higher makes it that much tougher to expect we'll see a big increase in exports. However, we know the Chinese are buying beans, most likely going to buy some more corn. So I think that's one of the things the market's hanging its hats on. But, you know, you look at these crop ratings, we're pretty low. In the wheat, for example, we're at the lowest level since 1996. Looking at the July wheat chart of 1996, we made the high on April 26th, I think it was, at about 636 a bushel. And then we broke down to 450 by the time the contract expired in July. And that may be something that's going to happen here. You know, we could still make some highs in the month of May as the crop, as we go into deliveries and all this. But I think it's going to be whatever highs are made between now in the time the May's expire, I think are going to be the highs for quite some time, unless we have a severe drought in this country. And that's certainly possible, but you know, somewhat unlikely. Overall, we seem to want to follow the crude oil as much as anything else out here. Like I said, crude oil is down $5.65 a barrel. That certainly didn't help corn out here. But overall, I still think we've got a chance to make some new highs in corn and perhaps beans before the end of the month here. As we've always said, we make contract highs the last Friday of the month, so we could have another week and a half or so of these kind of prices. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.